Welcome to a new episode of The Incongruent, the podcast that delves into the complex and often perplexing intersections of modern challenges and the promises made in the pursuit of a better world. This is the clone voice of Stephen King, and today we have a thought-provoking episode in store for you, exploring the sincerity behind the grandiose promises of sustainability. In a world where corporate leaders and heads of state are increasingly vocalizing their commitment to long-term or multi-generational sustainability, the question arises, how genuine are these pledges and what mechanisms exist to evaluate their sincerity? This was the subject of my first paper that I co-authored with my supervisor, Dr. Cody Morris Paris from Middlesex University, Dubai, and which can be found in the International Journal of Sustainable Society. The full reference can be found in the show notes. Whether it's tackling climate change, addressing multinational crime, managing immigration, alleviating hunger, or fostering peace, the pressure that has been exerted by civil society and a socially conscious generation of consumers has prompted leaders to make bold commitments. However, there's a growing concern that these pledges might become nothing more than token gestures, abandoned once the spotlight fades or financial targets are met. The sincerity behind sustainability is paramount, especially when it comes to achieving the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. This podcast aims to share a simple yet profound rubric for evaluating the sincerity of ambitious social development promises. So grab your coffee, settle into your seat, and prepare to navigate through the intricate landscape of global collaboration and delve into the necessity of a mechanism to forecast the likely outcomes of multilateral agreements. Get ready for an insightful journey into the heart of sustainability pledges as we explore the complexities, challenges, and potential solutions on this episode of The Incongruent. Introduction. In 2015, the United Nations unveiled the ambitious Sustainable Development Goals, also known as Agenda 2030. These goals, an extension of the preceding Millennium Development Goals, set out to eradicate extreme poverty, tackle inequality, and combat climate change on a global scale. The SDGs were not merely words on paper, they were communicated to the world through a comprehensive and unprecedented integrated communications plan involving global cinema campaigns, SMS messages from mobile operators, educational initiatives, and even a lighting ceremony on the Millennium Bridge in London. The potential impact of the SDGs is monumental, with the promise of enhancing longevity, liberty, and livability for the projected 8.5 billion inhabitants of our planet by 2030. Take, for instance, the commitment to improving air quality, one element among the many SDGs. The World Health Organization's calculations in 2016 revealed that ambient air pollution incurred staggering welfare losses of US $5.7 trillion, equivalent to 4.4% of the global GDP, and resulted in over 4 million deaths annually. Failing to sincerely address such a critical issue could, arguably, breach the social contract that obligates states to protect their citizens. However, the enormity of global challenges like climate change, poverty eradication, and human rights abuses demands more than individual nation states can provide. Multilateral collaboration, policy formulation, and coordinated action are imperative, requiring delicate trade-offs and synergies among stakeholders. This raises a pivotal question: are states genuinely committed to this global solidarity, or are their promises merely a camouflage, a distraction to maintain national hegemonies, conventional international relations, or allegiance to other particular interests such as money, politics, and power? Despite the grand promise of Agenda 2030, critiques from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres highlight a stark reality. Progress toward the SDGs is slower than needed, with identifiable gaps in political will. The targets to eradicate extreme poverty are at risk of being missed, and environmental pledges are barely making a dent as biodiversity loss and greenhouse gas emissions persist. By 2020, progress in climate change and inequality was not just slowing down, it was argued to have either stalled or been reversed. This inertia is particularly concerning given the disproportionate impact of environmental damage on the least developed countries, leading some to argue that there is insufficient political will to avert the worst effects of climate change. Pope Francis, in a 2015 letter, called for accountability, warning against superficial rhetoric and philanthropy that masks insincerity, emphasizing the power of economic interests to sideline social and environmental development. The cost of achieving the SDGs is forecasted to require trillions of dollars, a global mindset shift, and unprecedented changes, especially regarding climate change. As the world grapples with this monumental task, monitoring, analyzing, and holding authorities accountable become urgent actions. While efforts exist to monitor progress, many rely on imperfect, self-reported data, making it challenging to evaluate states side by side. Current reporting mechanisms may not provide a complete assessment of a country's progress, let alone insight into its intent or sincerity towards Agenda 2030. Enter our proposed rubric, a tool to assess the sincerity of our member states in fulfilling their pledges. In the upcoming segments, we will delve into the methodologies used to measure and report on sustainability, explore the conceptual underpinnings of sincerity for sustainability, outline the rubric for evaluating pledges, and offer recommendations for its application in future studies. Literature Review. As we delve deeper into the labyrinth of sustainability commitments, it becomes evident that the dominant epistemology surrounding the Sustainable Development Goals is largely positivist. The focus on statistical indicators within official UN-SDG reports and supportive documents from various sources creates a statistical landscape that, while informative, often fails to capture the nuances and complexities. This approach, while valuable, shares blind spots identified by scholars and even Pope Francis. In the realm of international relations, insincerity is a common thread where nations navigate self-interest amidst a myriad of internal and external forces. UK's Secretary of State for International Development, Rory Stewart, boldly declared that almost all member states at the UN could be accused of some level of hypocrisy or policy incoherence. For some nations, there exists a profound conflict between their foreign policy priorities and the global solidarity championed through the UN and SDGs. This misalignment often results from states prioritizing their immediate interests over the broader global goals, fostering conditions ripe for hypocrisy and lip service on international stages. Trust, a cornerstone in international relations, requires sincerity, a quality of intention indicator of a state's promises in the global arena. The complexity of global collaborations, such as the SDGs, magnifies the importance of understanding the sincerity behind each state's pledges. Sincerity, in essence, is the truth of intention, free from pretense or hidden agendas. Yet, assessing this sincerity remains a challenge, as the negotiation process has led to overly timid mechanisms for holding states accountable, creating fertile ground for hypocrisy rather than building the foundations of trust crucial for global solidarity. Moving on to the realm of sustainability reporting, criticisms abound. These reports, often composed of competing priorities and written in inaccessible language, have been accused of serving as little more than self-congratulatory government assessments fueled by manipulated data. The sheer complexity and global scope of the SDGs in Agenda 2030 make uniform applicability challenging for individual countries. Attempting to cover all goals or targets could lead to negative impacts or spillover effects, necessitating trade-offs. Moreover, specific country contexts and nuances are challenging to capture through purely quantitative, economic-based indicators, creating a bias towards addressing economic issues. Efforts to engage stakeholders in goal formation, while commendable, have not eliminated concerns about the final result's susceptibility to criticism, particularly for its use of keyword camouflage with connotations more positive than the real commitments. In the face of these challenges, existing reports often lack comprehensive data due to the complexity of data collection tasks, lack of agreed methods for evaluating indicators, funding and capacity issues, or a lack of universal domestic relevance. Thus, the need for additional tools and mechanisms to report progress towards the SDGs is evident. A proposed rubric for evaluating sincerity. Now that we've delved into the intricacies of sustainability reporting and identified the challenges therein, let's explore the proposed rubric for evaluating sincerity, a tool that could prove instrumental in holding nations accountable for their commitments. This rubric isn't just a tool for states to scrutinize their actions, it's a beacon for civil organizations, researchers, and stakeholders to assess the sincerity of individual states in meeting their SDG commitments and to make meaningful comparisons. Adaptability is key, as the rubric can be employed across across various contexts, acknowledging the subjective nature of qualitative research methodologies, especially where statistics fall short. A critical dimension of the rubric involves displays of honesty and the absence of hypocrisy, echoing the importance of perceived transparency, best practices, and justifiable statements. Honesty is inferred through well-defined SMART goals, transparent data methodologies, stakeholder engagement, and timely, holistic progress disclosures. On the flip side, hypocrisy is identified by instances where actions don't align with proclaimed positions, manifesting in phenomena like greenwashing or lip service that conceals contradictory activities. The risk of overclaiming achievements looms large, especially given the global publicity and grand intentions of the SDGs. To operationalize the rubric, we propose two dimensions, displays of honesty and an absence of hypocrisy. Honesty can be assessed through perceived transparency, reliance on best practices, and the presence of justifiable statements, while hypocrisy is identified through instances of failure to follow through on advocated positions. The rubric's efficacy lies in its application across multiple dimensions, aligning with existing discourses and leveraging case methods for a holistic view. It comprises two propositions, coherence, which assesses how far a nation is walking the talk and acting upon publicly announced commitments, and comprehensiveness, evaluating a nation's transparency and sharing challenges and strategies for sustainable development. Additionally, content evaluates a nation's adoption of international best practices in sustainability reporting, ensuring efficiency and accountability. Collaboration gauges a nation's engagement with all relevant stakeholders, emphasizing the importance of involving civil society and industry in strategy development and progress reporting. The rubric seeks to identify a nation's status, whether mature, maturing, or disengaged, based on the presence or absence of essential elements in sustainability efforts. Conclusion. In this episode, we've navigated through the intricate landscape of sustainability commitments and the proposed rubric for evaluating the sincerity of states' pledges towards the SDGs. The importance of trust in the communication and actions of states cannot be overstated, and the rubric offers a valuable tool to decipher the authenticity of their commitments. A significant challenge highlighted is the exclusion of civil society and marginalized groups in the national review process, indicating potential issues of political will, weak collaboration mechanisms, and the need for more transparent and inclusive engagements. As we move forward, it's crucial to address these challenges and foster a more genuine, collaborative approach to achieving the SDGs. The journey doesn't end here. The next steps involve testing the rubric on specific states, refining it through reflective improvements, and applying it across multiple states to examine their cases in relation to one another. This rubric could extend its impact beyond SDGs, potentially becoming a tool for addressing existential threats related to climate, public health, peace, security, and more. We recognize that this is an initial effort, a starting point in the ongoing discourse on evaluating sincerity. Your input is vital. We invite you, our listeners, to contribute your insights, comments, and feedback. Your engagement is crucial in shaping the evolution of this tool and making it more robust. To stay updated on my research projects, please subscribe to The Incongruent on your favorite podcast platform. If you found this episode insightful, please take a moment to leave a review. Your feedback is a powerful catalyst for our growth, helping us reach more listeners and make a meaningful impact. Thank you for joining us on The Incongruent. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep advocating for a more sincere and sustainable world.